listener production.
Afternoon, it's Andrew Shaw with you. Victoria's state government has a fortnight to come to the table and offer the state's nurses and midwives a better pay deal. The union voting yesterday in favour of industrial action that'll shut down a quarter of hospital beds. Branch Secretary Lisa Fitzpatrick says regional nurses will be taking part in the strike action.
Regional Victoria feel the issues in relation to rebuilding, retaining a permanent workforce, just as much, if not more, than our metropolitan health services. So very strong support, both at the ballot and at yesterday's meeting from our regional members.
Feasibility study licences have been issued for possible offshore wind farms in Gippsland. Two studies will go ahead southwest of Wilson's Prom, while others will follow off the eastern coast of the region. The federal government says there will be ongoing consultation with local communities and First Nations groups. In other news, a fourth community vehicle has been recovered in Echuca after five were allegedly stolen last Thursday. And Westpac says it's holding off on closing any more of its regional branches, including those around Gippsland and the Goulburn Valley, through to at least 2027. It comes as the Senate inquiry into bank closures in regional Australia begins to wind down, with the latest public hearing held just last month. Westpac's Consumer Division Chief Executive Jason Yetton says they want to stick around in local towns.
But if we've got two locations in any community, increasingly we'll bring those together in one location. So what does that mean for our customers? That means they can do cash transactions regardless of whether your brand is the closest branch to where you live or where you work.
The Goulburn Valley Suns are turning their eyes to next weekend, their opponent Box Hill. The VPL 2 side's just come off its first win of the season against Dubberton. Coach Craig Carley says it's a winnable game.
You know, a team similar to us, I think, probably don't have as many points on the board as they deserve. It's going to be another difficult game, and we know that we need to be on point from the very first whistle to get 3 points.